Our city is home to the best music on earth, but it hasn't come from nowhere. Over the years, musicians have come and gone and grown. Venues have opened and shut. Scenes have been built. And one man who has watched most of it unfold is RTRFM's Ross Chisholm. He joins us for another episode of The Land That Time Forgot. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Caitlin. How are you?
I'm very well, but I'm troubled because you've stumped me. You tell me in a little bit of advance what we're going to be looking at this week, and I just have a little snoop around just so I know what we're going to talk about. I tried doing that with this act, and I had a lot of trouble, so I'm a little bit uneasy.
My mission is complete.
Yes, you've stumped me, finally.
The band is And An A.
A-N-D-A-N-A.
Yes. Whatever. And it was the first electro band in Perth.
Okay.
They tried to get going in 1980 when guitarist Tony Runcevich, who also played trumpet, interestingly enough.
In this act?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not sure on this recording, but certainly in this act. He'd left a band called The Plants, who'd actually had a mini album out, which is worth a lot of money these days.
Oh, really?
But and then he teamed up with David Kelsall, who was on vocals, keyboards and harmonica early on.
Yeah. So we've got, hang on, trumpet, keyboards, harmonica so far.
Yeah, and guitar.
And guitar, all right.
Yep. and they tried to get the band happening. But it took them a while, and it wasn't until 1982 it actually happened. They got a rhythm section in, Nigel Harford on bass and Ashley Zimple on drums. So it's a regular, in a sense, lineup of instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And they were gigging around for a while, and then Ashley left, and they got a guy called Paul Cummins in on drums. He was normally a guitarist, but he decided, hey, I can help you guys out. The band was gigging. They never gigged regularly. It was always sporadic because each gig is an event.
Okay.
So they're gigging at all sorts of places. The Cat, which you would know these days as the Velvet Lounge.
Yeah, right, The Cat. That
was called The Cat and the Fiddle. Adrian's, a notorious punk hangout. Shaftesbury, Captain Sterling, The Equator, which is a bit later. The Shenton Park and the Beaufort. But again, gigging sporadically.
Mm.
Then Paul left because he had other commitments and he went off to Melbourne. And they got Brett Gillespie in on synthesizers and percussion. And Nigel moved, well, he was moving between bass and drums, not at the same time.
Okay.
But he was under a bit of pressure, as you might presume. Their biggest gig actually happened at the Red Parrot in April of 1983 when they did the support for the birthday party.
Okay, so the only stuff I could find on And An A was stuff to do with the Red Parrot. And,
yep.
And obviously the Red Parrot was a really dear venue to a lot of people. Yeah. Well, it gets people. It took me to a message board kind of discussion group thing. People were getting real riled up about the Red Parrot.
Yes, I have mixed feelings about that venue, I would have to say.
Okay.
For that particular gig, because of Nigel's inability to play bass and drums at the same time, they actually got Byron Sinclair, former Triffids bass player, came in for that particular gig.
Okay, so he shared the bass and drums duties with Paul?
No. Paul had already left by
then.
Yeah, off to Melbourne. And so Nigel, depending on what the song was playing bass and or drums.
All right.
I think Tony was also playing bass as well to sort of help them out with that. So they got Byron in for that one gig, and that was pretty much the end of that lineup. Nigel went off and did other things, and I'll be telling you about that at the end of the segment.
Yeah.
And they continued on as a three-piece with David on the vocals, keyboards and sax, Tony on guitar, bass and sometimes trumpet, and Brett Gillespie on synthesizer and percussion, and that finally gets us to the recording lineup.
Oh, we're here. So what year are we here by the time we're recording?
The record's got 1985 on it, but I think it was 1986 by the time it actually got released.
Okay.
It was on the Cherry Top label, which we have visited before with the Marigolds. They only had about half a dozen releases, but this is one of the more collectible ones, I've got to say.
All right.
And this is the A-side of their first single. Only 12-inch. It only came out on 12-inch. In fact, the second single was a 12-inch as well. And the third single, which they didn't release, was supposed to be a 12-inch. it's not short. This is a piece called Affirmation.
And an A on Breakfast. We'll be back with more Land That Time Forgot after this. RTRFM.
The dream that I ever dreamed has come true 100 times. they'd never end. Well, song of many got a friend.
Sounds of Perth's first electro band, And an A, and a tune called Affirmation on RTRFM 92.1, 24 minutes past 7 o'clock. And we are in the land that time forgot. Ross Chisholm is here, taking us into a little chapter of Perth's local music history. If you've got a memory of And an A, if you've got some of it sitting at home maybe, get in touch. You can give me a call when we stop talking, 9260 9210. You can email in as well, studio@rtrfm.com.au. Maybe you're at that gig at the Red Parrot supporting the birthday party, perhaps.
Maybe.
Were you there, Ross?
No.
You were not. No. You're not a fan of the Red Parrot.
As I said before, mixed feelings about that venue.
We will move on to the next chapter in And an A's history. What happened after they released this?
After this, they did more recording, and while the next single, which was called Taken as Gospel, was being printed or pressed in Sydney, they just sort of went for a visit. They didn't call it a tour, but they actually did some gigs. The only time they actually gigged outside of Perth.
No tour, though. Oh, no.
No. Well, we just happened to be here, and we know some people in other bands, and we got up on stage and did a set. Had the second single out, which went reasonably well. Recorded a third single, but that didn't get pressed for whatever reason. So probably in David Kelsall's archives somewhere.
Whoa.
They suffered what a number of Perth bands have had happen to them over the year, that someone's ripped off their gear.
Oh, in Sydney or over here?
No, over here. Oh, ripped it off out of a car. So that caused all sorts of problems, and they did a benefit gig and to make some money to get it happening. But knocked it on the head in September of 1988. But that's not the end.
So 1988, they called it a day for now.
Yes.
Yep, okay.
But as is the usual thing with musicians, we're not gigging. Oh, but I've got this idea for another song. And David and Tony kept going. So in 1990, they got Jurek. I'm going to try and pronounce his name. Baniak, I think it was, on synthesizer and percussion. That was 1990, but it wasn't until 1993, June of 93, they actually started doing gigs again.
Okay. So they were just tinkering around in the meantime.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Trying to get the feel of how it's going to work. Again, same sort of instrumentation as before. Again, gigs not regular at all. By the point of their last lineup, they were gigging at the Vegas. A venue down in Charles Street.
Okay.
I only went there a couple of times, and it didn't put on a lot of acts. The Shenton Park, which we've mentioned before, the Grosvenor,
yep.
Front Room.
Nice.
And also The Lone Star. But again, gigs are very sporadic. And that lineup released their last recording to this point in time, a CD in a little metal box called Earth Am Flat, Sun Do Move.
Of course.
Yes, which means a lot. And as you'll hear on this particular recording, they had changed a bit. Technology had improved and they'd become a little bit more heavier and more what we would know as techno these days.
Wow.
With a lot more. But they also had that guitar with the grunt in it.
So this was early 90s.
Yep.
Yeah. How fascinating.
And I can't give you an exact date when this CD EP came out because my records don't indicate when it did. So anyway, this is a track called November 2nd.
All right. And are we going to talk about where
everyone is?
Where are they now?
Most of them have left the scene.
Yeah.
Hopefully they will resurface at some point. Paul Cumin, most people would know better as Elroy Flicker.
Okay.
And has been a guitarist in Melbourne, although suffered a bad car crash, so he hasn't been exactly active.
Okay.
Nigel Harford is the man. He was playing in German Humor at this point in time. He'd previously played in the Stray Tapes. And when German Humor knocked it on the head, he ended up going to Melbourne and playing in a band called White Cross, which consisted of four Perth expats who all happened to be in Melbourne at the same time and decided they're going to form a band. They had a couple of releases out. Then he stayed in Melbourne, played in a band called the Tun Up Pirates, I think it was. Came back to Perth, has played in lots of bands since then, is still gigging and is playing in the Tenderhooks, who just perchance have a CD launch this coming weekend.
They do, and they're coming in to breakfast on Friday as well, so maybe I'll ask him about Andy.
Yes. He'll go, how do you know that? It's not in his CV, I'm sure.
Well, we will go out with this tune from this undated EP.
I think it must have come out in 96, 97 from memory.
All right.
Because they sort of knocked it on. Well, the last recording I can hear, the last gig I found, was actually in November of 97. So I'm assuming it came out before then.
All right.
And an A, November 2nd.
Thank you very much, Ross. We'll catch you next week.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.